Galnet News Update, 7th of January 3308. A senator with links to Imperial Intelligence has denied that the Omega Grid exists. But pressure is mounting for the Emperor to back the ACT investigation into Imperial links to the NMLA. Senator Carl Nerva, who's previously denied and continues to deny the existence of the Serene Harbour Imperial Interrogation Facility, which can be found in the RCRA Sector AF-A D42 system, has now also denied that secret Imperial communication devices known as the Omega Grid exist. ACT co-leader Captain Saskia Landau, who has previously worked in Imperial Intelligence, alleged on Tuesday that the NMLA had copied Omega Grid technology to create their dark comms network that made it almost impossible for ACT to intercept and decrypt NMLA messages. Landau's suggestion was that someone within Imperial Intelligence must have helped the NMLA set up their network, and it is this implication that seems to have led to Nerva denying that Omega Grid even exists. Meanwhile, the Imperial Herald has joined calls for Emperor Rissa to come out of hiding and to ensure that there's a full investigation into ACT's claims. If these claims are true, then there may be NMLA sympathisers in senior roles within organisations close to the Emperor, and the consequences of them not being identified quickly could be catastrophic. Chancellor Blaine said that the Emperor, who has been under secure protection for the past year, plans to return to Capital very soon. But he would not elaborate further on her plans.